There are hundreds of people out there that will have you believe that running your own business and being self-employed is the absolute best thing in the world, that we should all be doing it, that we should all be walking away from corporate careers and a regular salary and stability and all of that stuff and just jack all of that in and live and create our perfect life on our terms and making it out that it's all really, really easy. We're going to be talking about this in today's episode of Frazzled, the podcast. If you listened to last week, you will know just how excited I am that we are back with Frazzled so that you can get my weekly brain dumps. If you've been here for a while, welcome back. If you are new, welcome to Frazzled. This is my uncut, unscripted, unedited, unfiltered, un-everything pretty much. My weekly podcast where I let go of perfection. This was my permission slip to let go of perfection and just roll with it. So this is Frazzled. So today, really, it is this that I want to talk about. I'm seeing a growing number of business coaches that will have us believe that growing our following, growing our business, growing our income, growing our email list, growing anything in business is just really easy. And that if you're not finding it easy, then you're the issue, right? Maybe you're not aligned enough. Maybe you're not being authentic enough. Maybe it's the algorithm. Maybe it's whatever. But it's certainly not their framework that is the issue, right? Buy my framework and this is how you can do this stuff. Now, business has changed a lot. I have now been out of corporate, out of salaried life now for 12 and a bit years. I'm still here. I'm still going to keep saying I'm not a business coach, but I've been doing all right for 12 years, enough to keep the roof over my head, have some lovely holidays, keep doing the stuff that I do and go from there. And I will also say that I know I am 100%, without a shadow of a doubt, completely and utterly unemployable. So I suppose if I wasn't able to make this work, I'd be in a bit of trouble, right? I don't think anybody would employ me anymore. And that's saying something, because I used to get all of the jobs that I applied for. So that's a bit of a different one. But I just know that I don't have a plan B. I also want to say that if you are considering, or if you have left paid employment as a result of burnout, and you now think that being a coach is really easy, that there are this magic queue of people waiting up to coach with you, right? They're kind of queuing up around the corner for you to put one post out on social media and they're going to magically flood into your inbox. It's not going to happen. This stuff is hard. It's really fucking hard. You've got to keep showing up, keep reaching out to people, keep doing the work, keep evolving, keep learning, understand where your clients come from, understand the best way for you to find your clients, understand the best way for you to reach out to those clients, understand where your clients are hanging out, understand the work that people will pay for. There's so many nuances. There's so many different ways of looking at this stuff. Now, lots of business coaches, again, I'm not a business coach, but I have paid for a lot of courses and a lot of support from varying different business coaches and business mentors over the last 12 years to know that there is no one size fits all framework. All of our businesses are different. And everybody will have you, lots of people will be out there telling you that business is business. Follow these 6 steps, follow these 10 steps, follow these 3 steps, follow this award-winning formula, and everything is going to be easy for you. Now, I do believe that there are some basics, right? There are some foundations that we need to have in place. And those foundations can be consistent for everybody, but business growth can look very, very different for all of us. And certainly for me, for example, I'm not out there selling £11 products. I'm not out there selling £27 products. It's expensive to work with me, right? And therefore, marketing it, the relationship building, the way in which I need to talk about it, the lead-in time, if you like, for how long I need to talk about things before new cohorts open or new courses become available, is a lot longer than if I were selling an £11 ebook, right? It's very, very different. And yet lots of people will have us believe that it's the same formula, follow this formula and you can launch anything and make, you know, multi hundreds of thousands of pounds overnight. It becomes even harder when you are at burnout, when you have been at burnout, and your decision making and your confidence and sometimes just your ability to get out of bed in the morning is hindered. And now all of a sudden you have lost your salary. You've lost that regular income. You've lost the benefits. You've lost the bonuses. Maybe you didn't necessarily have set hours, right? Maybe you were contracted for a 9 to 5 and you were working 9 till 9. But all of a sudden, the thinking can become, it basically, if you're not working, you're not earning. And I have seen repeatedly people leave paid employment because of burnout to train as a coach or a therapist and then to help people through burnout. And then they end up experiencing burnout for a second time as a business owner because they didn't have the space all the time to recover from that burnout one. All of a sudden then you're trying to grow a business. And let me tell you that if you have left to coach or to facilitate or to consult or whatever it may be, if there is just you in the business, you've also got to take into account all of the time it takes to find the clients, to have the initial meetings, the discovery calls, the marketing, the accounting, the book management, the, you know, financial bookkeeping rather, social media, the admin, the recording the videos, the showing up for webinars, the networking, if you're doing networking, all of that stuff. So you might think, and lots of people do this, I did this all those years ago. I thought, well, if I can just replace my corporate salary, right? If I can just replace my corporate salary, I'll be absolutely fine. So I took my full-time corporate salary and I divided it by how many like weeks a year I wanted to work. And I thought, okay, right, that's my day rate. I hadn't even considered that I would not be delivering 5 days a week, that I would not be working with clients 5 days a week, because somewhere I needed to keep finding new clients. Otherwise, you've got no pipeline. And I worked, I think I was 18 months into, probably not even that, I think I was 9 months into business. And I'd started working with a coach that I had worked with whilst I was in corporate. And she asked me for my day rate. I told her, and she was shocked. And she told me immediately to double it. I was like, can't do that. And I had this big pitch coming up the following day. She said, you're going to double your day rate. And I was like, I'm not going to double my day rate. She said, double your day rate. And I went into this meeting knowing that I would have to tell my coach that I did indeed double my day rate in this session, right? I was holding myself accountable. Nobody even asked me about money in that meeting. It was just, yeah, you're brilliant. Send us over your details and we'll get started. And so I told her, she's like, right, okay, so we're going to double it again. I thought, I can't possibly do that. And we doubled it again. And I've continued to increase at least annually ever since. And know that, lots of people, you know, charge what you're worth. I don't know about you, I am priceless. You are also priceless, right? You are a unique, one of a kind, priceless individual. there are lots of different ways that we can look at pricing, but I suppose what I want to really focus on today is that not having the foundations in place, listening to all of the advice from lots and lots of people out there who they themselves are making lots and lots of money from telling other people how to run businesses. Very rarely do any of those people that are helping people to create businesses straight out of corporate have the experience and the knowledge and the insight to understand what burnout is and the impact that it can have on you. Again, your confidence, your decision making, your ability to make decisions, the internal fear that you have, right? Because we end up at this place, I've talked about this in previous episodes, but we end up in a place where we're at burnout, or we come through the other side of burnout, and we find ourselves not recognizing the person staring back at us in the mirror anymore, right? We don't know who we are. Sometimes we have just, everything just feels like it's completely unraveled. We can't think of what to wear. We don't know what our style is anymore. We can't think about what our favorite food is anymore. We don't know what we want to eat. We don't know what we want to wear. We've got this business idea, but is that really what we want to do? Can I really do this? So doubt creeps in. Fear creeps in. You know that you're not giving all of yourself, and you know that you're not giving all of yourself because you haven't got all of yourself to give. There is this niggle in the back of your mind that's like, can you really do this? Can you really grow a business? Have you really got what it takes? And you might find that you spend the first few months, maybe even the first year or the first couple of years, earning very little. And what you are earning, you're probably reinvesting in working with coaches and mentors or networking groups or online courses to tell you how to, I don't know, grow a LinkedIn following, courses to tell you how to grow on Instagram, courses to tell you how to grow a YouTube video, courses to tell you how to start a podcast, courses or coaches to tell you how to grow an email list, how to find business, coaches or courses to tell you how to pitch to corporates or how to refine your message, or that, like, there's courses for everything, right? How to send an email, how to write the perfect hook, how to write the perfect post, how to do this better, how to look after your finances better, how to find the right accountant. Like, there is a course and a coach for every single possible thing that you may want to do. And if you are coming through or have been at burnout, you are probably finding that your inner self-trust, your ability to trust yourself and listen to yourself and really go with your own gut, is seriously hindered. And so all of these people out there with the promises of all of the stuff, you know, just buy their framework, buy their course, work with them one-to-one, all of that stuff, you assume is going to help you, particularly if business is slow, particularly if you haven't got clients bombarding your DMs or your emails every day saying, hey, I want to work with you, particularly if income is slow and you don't know how to get anything off the ground. So you're seeing all of these people with all of these promises of all this stuff that's going to magically improve your business, and you're thinking, yeah, I need that. So you're spending. So everything that you're bringing in, you're then paying back out. And you continue to think that this is what's needed. Because if it weren't needed, you'd already have the clients in place. And in all of the years now that I have been doing this, and I have pivoted my business, you know, I walked away from my first business when I knew that this burnout stuff was really what I wanted to be doing. This is where my heart and my head kept pulling me towards, and I knew that I needed to stop having burnout as the kind of side hustle, if you like, a tiny little bit of the consultancy that I was running, and really go all in with it. I've pivoted my messaging, I've pivoted my audience, I've pivoted my clients. I've had a lot of pivots over those 12 years, and in some of those instances, every time I've pivoted, it has been like restarting my business from scratch, because it might be a different audience that I'm now speaking to. It might be a different product or a different service or a completely different price point. And so all of those things, really, if we think about it, it's a bit like, you know, that it is a bit like going into that new job. You've got to find your feet again. You've got to understand the environment. You've got to understand the people. You've got to understand the culture. There's so many things that you need to understand. So kind of every pivot can sometimes feel like that. The thing I wish I had done the most when I started 12 years ago in this business thing, starting a business, walking away from my big salary and the benefits and the bonuses and my team and all of that security, I really wish I had trusted myself enough with what it is that I wanted and the direction that I was going in. And I wish that every time I had worked with a business coach, I had really, really continued to trust my gut. Because I have listened to coaches and mentors over the years, particularly in the early stages. And again, if you've been here for a while, I would still say to everybody, I didn't start my business because of burnout. I started it because when I went back to employment after burnout, I realized just how toxic that environment was. And I wasn't thinking I'm going to start my own business. I started looking for other jobs, but actually none of those jobs really looked any different. And then I heard myself say, whilst I was completing my executive coaching qualification, I heard myself say for the very, very first time that I wanted to start my own business. Now, I thought I was a corporate lifer. I never thought you would get me out of employment. I loved it. I just thought I was going to just keep climbing the ladder and going into bigger organizations with a bigger remit, more responsibility, bigger team, bigger salary. I genuinely thought that's what I'd be doing until I retired. And yet when I heard myself say this is what I was going to do, 3 months later, I had walked away from my salary, from my role, from my team, from my job title. I'd walked away from the security to start my own business. Now, I did get clients very, very quickly during that first year. I'd gone in to consulting. I reached out to people that I'd known before. I was like, right, I'm on my own now. This is the type of stuff that I'm doing. Do you know anybody that might need this? That was my first business, my first year in business. This is what I'm doing. Who do you know? Or do you need it? And that's where I got my business, my clients from. That's where I got my income from. That's where I was getting loads of referrals from. And that's where I was getting loads of repeat business from. Lots of people out there will have us believe that coaching is the same. Now, I have coached over 700 leaders over the last 12 years in business. I've coached over 700 people through burnout. I've done that because I have been so specific about what it is that I'm doing. Every single day I am out there talking about burnout. Every talk that I do, every podcast that I do, every interview that I do, every single thing is talking about burnout. Everything that I do is talking about burnout. And that consistency then got me known for being the person that was talking about burnout. Now, of course, I'm doing less and less and less of the one-to-one coaching now because I am training. I'm still working with a handful of clients that I have been working with for a while. I may decide in a month or two, actually, I want some more one-to-one clients. And I know because of my messaging and the foundations that I've put in place, I would be able to find those clients. But as I first began to pivot from the consulting into more of the coaching, it wasn't all that easy. Now, I get inquiries daily now. Lots of those inquiries are passed on to coaches that have trained with me, because again, my message is I'm not doing the one-to-one coaching at the moment. So I am referring on to coaches that I have trained. There are inquiries daily because of everything that I talk about. I know that is not the same for everybody. I know even with the training, it's not the same for everybody. I know from a consulting perspective, it's not the same for everybody. But I also know there is no one size fits all framework for any of us. Ultimately, the thing that makes our businesses unique is us. The thing that makes our businesses and our work magic is us. That's really the bit that we need to amplify and dial up even more. It's not about a framework. But that part is difficult, really difficult, when you're at or coming through burnout. Because really the bit that you need to dial up is the bit that has kind of vanished as you have been experiencing burnout. And so I'm not saying that coaching, that starting your own business, I'm not saying that doing any of that stuff isn't brilliant. It does give you freedom. It does allow you to work your way. It does allow you to live a different way. It does allow you to charge more and work less. It does allow you to get out of corporate. It allows you to work with different people. It allows you to work in different environments. And if you feel less than whole as an individual, if your confidence is at rock bottom, if you are struggling to make decisions, all of that stuff, the stuff that you need in order to go out into the world, in order to build the business, if that is lacking, that's where you need to start building before you start investing in frameworks and coaching and mentors and all that stuff to help you. Unless the coach that you are working with to help you build that fully understands burnout. They understand what's going on in your brain. They understand what's going on in your body. They know how to push and challenge in exactly the right way to allow you to grow and stretch and flex and love all of the work that you do. But if you go straight to a coach that's going to set you goals and set your strategy and you know, follow this framework, tick these boxes, do this, do that, do the other. If you're going straight into that without doing the work to help you through the burnout and to help you better understand the burnout, then growing a business like it's not just fucking hard, it can feel really fucking impossible. There's no way now that I would ever want to go back to work. The freedom, the lifestyle that it gives me, the work that I'm able to do, the clients that I'm able to work with, the conversations that I'm able to have, yes, the money that I'm able to make, you know, all of that stuff, I wouldn't swap that for anything. But as someone who came out of corporate, not even acknowledging, not even realised that what I had been through first time around was burnout until I ended up in a second burnout 2 years later that nearly killed me. And I was trying to build a business at that time. I know how hard this shit can be. And I know what makes it easier is ensuring that you have recovered, or you were on the path to recovery. Now, burnout recovery can take years, but at least understanding the impact that burnout has on your brain and your body and your mindset and your decision making and your confidence and your relationships and your finances, really, really understanding the impact that burnout has on every single centimeter, every single millimeter of your life, including your body, your mind, your decision, your confidence, understanding all of that, and then going forward to build a business. If you ignore all of the stuff that burnout has created and caused, the aftermath that it's left you, if you ignore all of that and go straight into building a business, the business building becomes even harder, nigh on impossible. And a year from now, you might be then looking for another job to get you back into the workplace that you thought you'd never, ever wanted to go back into. There are lots of amazing coaches out there. There are lots of amazing business coaches out there. But you need a coach that understands burnout before you start building a business, if the business is being built as a result of burnout. I'm going to leave that episode there for today. This has been Let's Stop Glamorizing Self-Employment. It's fucking hard. I'll be back with you again next week. New episodes every single Tuesday, launched at 7 a.m. Thank you very much for listening. Now, if you have, if you are coaching, if you want to understand what it is like to become a burnout coach, if you really understand what it's like to build your business, grow your business, if this is something that you want to explore, if you head over to my website, I'll also link it in the comments for this episode this week. If you want to find out what type of burnout coach you are, there are four different types of burnout coaches. If you would like to find out what type of burnout coach you are, take a click through that link. A short quiz will give you an answer to understand what type of burnout coach you are and whether you are ready to specialize in burnout. But for now, I'm going to say thank you very much for joining. Thank you very much for listening. I'll be back with you again next week, 7 a.m. Thank you for all of your lovely comments following last week's episode. Keep your comments and all of your feedback coming. I love to hear all of your thoughts and comments and love and appreciation, all of that stuff. Keep that coming. For now, go and have an amazing, amazing week. And I will be back with you again next Tuesday. Take care for now. Bye-bye.